Very good. How you guys?
Gosh, I'm not the oldest guy in the room for once.
Wow. Wait, I thought I'm supposed to start with the inappropriate jokes.
Well, Mike and I go back, what, 30, 35 years. We can pretty much say anything to each other.
Mike, tell everybody about you and your involvement with the Vermont Hall of Fame.
I'm on the board of the Vermont Sports Hall of Fame. I worked at the Burlington Free Press for about 47 years. Mm-hmm. Started off in sports, went to news, went back to sports for 12, and finished up in news. And so I've been on this board for a few years, helping them as far as it's a 15-member board led by Barry Stone. And we try to find the best athletes, coaches, and people who have made an impact on Vermont sports here and beyond Vermont.
I can tell I'm getting older because I look at this class like, oh, vividly remember all of them. Well, not quite all of them, but I mean, a lot of them, certainly. And let me start with one of them, and that's Jim Cross. A lot of folks who have followed UVM hockey for all those years certainly recognize that name.
Well, certainly. And Jim Cross, really the architect of UVM hockey. And some people know, but maybe not everybody knows, really helped develop youth hockey around. I mean, when he came, there was probably only two or three rinks. And now you look around and everybody's got a rink. And it's really because of the popularity of UVM hockey that took right off. And they were spectacular in Division II. They were 113-42-1 at one point.
Hard to imagine.
going 78-12-1 in his last 5 years. So it was just an incredible run. And people, that's when UVM hockey was so exciting. And
you know, it's really cool to see a nice little run, Hall of Fame run here for UVM hockey, because Mike Gilligan got into the UVM Hall of Fame this past year. Martin St. Louis was just a couple of years ago, got into the Vermont Sports Hall of Fame too, Mike.
Yep. And there's another one, Toby Ducalon.
Yeah, St. Albans.
St. Albans. Yeah. But,
best softball player I ever saw. He killed us.
Well, everybody kills you now that we've seen you play.
And he wasn't even a baseball. I mean, he was a baseball player, but he was famous for hockey. Thank you, by the way.
Well, last time we played wiffle ball with you, you knocked the ball over the fence. So
with
your bare hand.
Yeah.
Anyway,
but,
Mike.
So Toby played at BFA, and then he went to UVM and played professionally, and then came back to BFA, where he has coached the Bob Whites since 1990 and has won a dozen state titles for the Bob Whites. So he'll be going in along with Jim Cross.
Yeah. Real quick, Mike, just a real quick list capsule, if you would, of the rest of the folks that made it in this year.
Sure. Tara Chaplin, Middlesex, Vermont, for running cross country. Also, Debbie Dunkley, considered by many from South Burlington the best gymnast in the state of Vermont, went on to Springfield, won part of national championships down there. Jeff Hastings from Norwich, Vermont, Olympic ski jumper. Ed Hockenberry, Sr., as we like to call him. Senior. everybody knows Ed, the assistant at UVM, and then there's Eddie Jr., I guess, whatever. You know, but this is Ed Hockenberry, Sr., if you will, the winningest men's basketball coach at Norwich. Later was an assistant under Russ Riley at Middlebury.
I was wondering, how does the voting go exactly? And, you know, is there a certain criteria they have to meet before they're eligible to even go in the Vermont Hall of Fame?
Great question, Arnie.
Thank you.
They usually are.
Yes.
Rich gets so jealous when someone gets a great question. It's not him.
And Brady didn't even write it down for me. Go ahead.
The nomination process is open to anybody in the state of Vermont. You can put in a Hall of Fame website, which is www.vermontsportshall.com. And the information is there about nominating. All the nominations are brought in. There's a nominating committee that, you know, and we sort of go through them. And eventually there's a huge ballot prepared that will go out to not only the 15 board members, all the past inductees, but we have a bunch of people who are sports consultants, if you will, for the hall, that are experts in certain sports. If I just run down a couple last ones, you know, Libby Smith of Essex, golf and basketball, outstanding career playing for Gene Robinson, who's also in the Hall of Fame, then went on to UVM for 4 years, outstanding basketball, played on the men's golf team, went on to become a professional golfer, is still down in Florida teaching golf.
I think we met her. Did we meet her at the Travis Roy tournament a couple of years ago?
Yeah,
she was great.
She's a real nice person. Yeah.
And then the one that is really interesting, I think, is Carol Weston. Little known about her, but she's from Bristol, was a standout at Mount Abraham. But she is the first female hockey player inducted into the Hall. And she went on to the University of New Hampshire, which was a premier program at the time, backing up to Mount Abe for a while. She actually played on the boys' soccer team.
Wow.
That's how good she was. And they ended up, UNH ended up winning back-to-back ECAC titles her junior and senior year. Went on to coach at Cornell as an assistant and then as a head coach. She's now back in Vermont. She's considered one of the top referees in ice hockey, cool. And she does both boys and college men's and women's games. And Carol Weston from Bristol.
The biggest question I have, the last question I have, Mike, is one of the great thrills of my life was when I was coaching 1 year at Norwich University. I had to work alongside Frank Pecora. So he was the old Northfield High School baseball coach, 18 state championships. I'm going to start the campaign to get Frank into the Hall of Fame. Do you take bribes, though, before I have to go out campaigning?
A Diet Coke will get you.
Yeah, well, hey, there you go.
So that was easy.
Hashtag Pecora for HOS. That's what we're going with.
And that's, you know, the beauty of this thing. I mean, when we go down the ballot and everything like that, and, you know, there's names, and it's like, oh, my God, how do we leave them off?
Yeah.
And we do try to keep it at 10. Sometimes we go to 12. And it's just, you know, you got to figure the night. You can only have so many. And we've got some good names left over for the following year, but we are always taking nominations. We would encourage your listeners to check out the Vermont Sports Hall of Fame website, nominate.
I want Champ to get in next year. Can Champ get in, too?
Is that legal?
Champ should get in.
That's a new category. Yeah, that's a new category. Mascots.
I have a new
we
category.
We could have mascots.
I'm a little disappointed. Rally. Nobody from the Williston Central School pickup ball. Because I play every Monday, Wednesday, and some people say, I'm a Hall of Fame, right?
When does Hall of Famer in your own mind.
Just turn off his microphone.
What is wrong with pickup ball? That's a sport, too. What's wrong with that?
That has been picking up, so. I'm sure we'll be waiting for our first nomination.
Vote me in. Yes.
I have to listen to this every day. Before we let you go, obviously we want to talk about the formal induction. This is happening at a big ceremony. Yeah. And why don't you tell us where
April
you can get
25th.
Tickets? The date is the 25th.
Yeah. I was right.
I know. April.
He's always right. So anyway, the 2020 Vermont Sports Hall of Fame induction dinner is going to be April 25th at the Delta Marriott Burlington Hotel, which is on Williston Road in South Burlington. Tickets will be going on sale shortly. They'll be available on the website. We have a designated charity that the Vermont Sports Hall of Fame is rolling out or has supported through the years. It's Prevent Child Abuse Vermont. The Hall has given over $19,000 to support the work across all 14 counties, and we're glad to have them as our designated charity.
Charge Rich Double. Mike Donahue, a board of directors on the Hall of Fame for the Vermont Hall of Fame. Mike, thank you so much for stopping on by. We certainly appreciate it.
Great. Thanks, guys. Appreciate your help.